says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks.
I can plow a field.
Thanks for tuning us in.
I can catch cat.
It is September 21st, 2018. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host. The program's live, as always, and you're invited, as always, to call in and let a lot of people know how you feel or share an observation with our Trump audience. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, as we speak, at least 12,000 members of the Trump audience roaring in Springfield, Missouri, are right now packed into the JQH arena where Donald Trump just minutes ago, just a few minutes ago, wound up his great rally today. And the and many thousands more outside who couldn't get in this newish 2008 large arena, 12,000 capacity, that was packed to the rafters. And this follows on the equally packed Trump rally yesterday at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Today's Springfield event, actually an even more impressive, as it were, arena, because it's a traditional style arena. So it's got this, Donald Trump has this, just the atmosphere that he has created in these arenas that are, you know, they're like coliseums, you know, with the seating coming up, you know, built for ice hockey and concerts. It's a perfect atmosphere for a political rally. And Donald Trump has mastered it as no one in our history, no one in the world history ever has. So those two concluded today. Other remarkable events that we can talk about tonight. Let's go contemplate for a moment the craziness of the Mrs. Ford attack against Donald Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. This has really gotten interesting. You may, you know, however you're keeping abreast of the news out there, you may get ahead of me, actually, as I'm on the air now. So I'm not, I don't have my eyes fully on all my different screens, but the breaking news, the breaking story is that Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Grassley of Iowa has given a 10 p.m. Eastern Time, a 10 p.m. deadline for the two whack job attorneys of the whack job Mrs. Ford, professor at Palo Alto University in California, to give a final yes or no to the final, again, overly generous offer of the Senate Judiciary Committee to hear her testimony. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, they've said they've accommodated her even again, and the deadline, the hearing is going to go on Monday, unless she accepts an offer of a Wednesday hearing, and various demands made by Mrs. Ford and or her attorneys have been rejected. out of hand. For example, here's to me, when this came out, you know, I've said she's a whack job on this show, and that's the explanation. The event never occurred. It's an absolute fabrication that she has made. So a wacky person who's also a liar, we'll add that, they're a lying whack job. When she submitted the demand that Brett Kavanaugh must speak first at the hearing that she said, I'll come to a hearing if it meets these conditions. And that condition, that she be allowed to speak after the man she's accusing, is so insane. It is so laughable that two attorneys for her would submit this demand, puts them into the pig trough of jurisprudence. It's an insult. I love the way Joe DiGenova took it yesterday. He was being interviewed on all of this, and I don't have the audio queued up for you. I wish I did. Maybe I'll have it before the end of the show. He blew up on the air on national television. Joe DiGenova was being interrupted by some idiotic Me Too type guy. DiGenova just had enough, and he yelled at the guy several times. I just loved seeing this on national television. A cool cucumber like Joe DiGenova actually yelled at the guy, basically, shut up, don't interrupt me. And it was a kind of like, don't interrupt me, like a fist in the face kind of a commentary. And he was beet red, and DiGenova's just had it. He said, this is a disgrace. This entire derailing of the Senate, the supposedly dignified Senate tradition of having a hearing for a nomination to the Supreme Court, has been degraded by this whole circus. But folks, think about it for a second. Brett Kavanaugh never did anything to this woman. He has no idea what she is alleging. She's never made any substantial or clear, you know, in the English language statement of what she claims he did. And she is insisting that he speak first at the hearing. Let me make my sound effect here. Come on. This is something right out of Joe Stalin, out of Lavrenti Beria, out of Adolf Hitler. This is something right out of that book. Answer charges that haven't been made, and then your accuser gets to speak last after you've spoken, and then calculate their statements based on what you've said and have the final word. This is laughable. How an attorney could sign the two ladies that signed their names as attorneys to this demand. I mean, they should just... they've been shamed out of the legal profession. Then another demand they made. Oh, there's another one that's a whopper. Hard to figure out which is the biggest whopper. They've insisted that no woman be allowed to question Mrs. Ford. What? Now, they put it in the phrase that no attorneys be allowed to question her. But what everyone immediately perceived is the complaint of the Me Too people is, and I don't even want to insult them, this Mrs. Ford thing is worse than the Me Too thing. But the Old white men would be questioning her. It's old white men on the Senate committee. So what the Senate committee said is, oh, okay, so let's have Brett Kavanaugh's attorney, who's a woman, let's have her conduct a questioning. And then they also proposed another Kelly Ayotte, another Republican woman, as a questioner. But the Mrs. Ford attorneys, they will not accept a woman as a questioner. Has to be Senate members, which is the old white men, in their view. That was rejected by, and three cheers to Chairman Grassley. This guy is pretty darn good. He rejected that flat out. What else was rejected? Oh, the latest communication from these attorneys is that she's afraid of flying. This is today. She's afraid of confined spaces and therefore cannot get into an airplane. Twilight Zone, Whack Job, Looney Tune, Rubber Room, Ding Dong. So what does that mean? She's going to have to get on a train from California to Washington. How long does that train take? 3 days? I don't know, though. Is a train a confined space? Is that too confined? Do you have to take, maybe travel in an open buggy or a ox cart? Wow. So keep me apprised, ladies and gentlemen. If you see something on the news that's ahead of me, this is a 10 p.m. deadline Eastern time, is end of show time tonight for this show. So the deadline is in 48 minutes. And if she hasn't replied, the hearing is going to go on Monday with, I don't know that we will call it a hearing here. It will be a confirmation vote on Monday morning. Let's see. I think I do see a caller here, Jerome in Colorado. Have I got that right? Is Jerome out there?
Yes, James. See, don't you? It wouldn't take much research for the Democrats to find out that Kenneth Starr, who worked for the Clintons, hired Brett Kavanaugh to cover up the Vince Foster murder. That's not too difficult to find. I don't know why the Democrats don't bring that up if they really want to nail him.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so now let me back up a little bit. So you're opposed to Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that Cynthia Barrett, she would be a better choice. I thought
you're opposed.
As a sacrifice.
Okay, well, hang on. It was a simple question, yes or no. You're opposed to Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, yes or no?
Yes, because I'd rather see that Cynthia Barrett. I mean, I want a Trump administration to have a more conservative Supreme Court, not Kenneth or this one he's chosen, because all you have to do is just a little research, stuweb.com, easily, and you'll find out that he was used by Kenneth Starr to cover up the Vince Foster murder at Kavanaugh.
Well, okay.
If you haven't heard about that, just check out stuweb.com, James, and I've been listening to him since 1992.
Okay, but Jerome, let me just give you some coaching here, okay? We got to stay connected to the real world.
Do your own research. Google.
Yeah, but Jerome, you got to play to win, okay? You have to stay in touch with reality. Donald Trump is facing a midterm election on November 6th, you know, less than 50 days away, for all the marbles. And a victory on Brett Kavanaugh is absolutely necessary. Kavanaugh is a justice. His opinions are, in fact, in line with those of Neil Gorsuch. He's a great Second Amendment judge. He's a great Tenth Amendment judge. He's a great judge on the right to life. He's a great judge on...
He's also a Bush stooge. His wife was an aide, George Bush Jr. Well, the Bushes are questionable, no. Don't you think?
Okay, but Jerome, please. You're going again. You're disconnecting yourself from the umbilical cord to reality.
Real relationships, Kenneth Starr, work for the Clinton.
Okay, hang on. I got all that, Jerome. But Jerome.
Yeah, Jerome, a lot of the media covers things up too. Like you know, Alex Jones. He's into fake news. He doesn't give all the truth.
Okay, Jerome. Okay, look, Jerome. If you have to learn how to play on a team. I don't know how you ever did in football in high school or how you worked on a double play in baseball. There's teamwork. You have to work with a team. You can't go running off in your own direction and playing your own game. Okay, you lose. This is for all the marbles. We have to win. Okay, so nitpicking or this guy would be better than that guy and so on. When you're actually down at the 1 yard line, you know, everybody on your team has to hit forward when the quarterback snaps the ball. You got to go forward. You can't go running off in a different game. So anyway, Jerome, thank you for your creative, artistic view of the world. Thank you, Jerome. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hi, Tom.
Hi, James. Long time no talk. Jerome. I got to give Jerome a little props. He got some things going, but. You're right, James. You got to play this as a team. So you're absolutely right what you're saying. So you're absolutely correct. But, James, first off, getting to Kavanaugh and this Braisley, whatever. James, you got to admit, though, Feinstein, Weinstein, Hollywood cabal. I mean, it's just amazing what's going on. And here, you got Feinstein, who actually had a Chinese spy in her outfit for years, and all the money she's took from China. So, you know, this is it's bigger than a deep state, I think, James. I think it's a galactic state. It's amazing that that this is going on, and thank goodness there is a Fox News or an OAN News network to let the public know, because, James, right now, I don't know if you know what's going on here in Florida, but we got this guy Ron DeSantis running for governor against an Afro-American who's a full-blown communist. The guy is so socialist, it's crazy.
Yes, and the good news... The good news is that these candidates, like at the rally just concluded, Josh Hawley running in Missouri against Claire McCaskill, and Donald Trump is going to push Josh Hawley into the lead, and he's going to win. He's going to take that Senate seat.
I pray that you're right.
And also, talk about teamwork. I'll toss this out to Jerome in Colorado. With all due respect, Jerome, I don't mean to cast any aspersions on you. Donald Trump showed you there in your neighboring state of Nevada what teamwork is like. He went out there and embraced a candidate, Heller, who actually was a never Trump type guy. He was against Donald Trump in 2016 and was not saying nice things about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump made this smart play, which is he needs Heller in the Senate as that Republican vote. And there was a beautiful moment in the event yesterday where Donald Trump said, well, you know, very honestly, the crowd loved it. Donald Trump said, well, you know, it didn't start off that well between me and Senator Heller. And then he said, he didn't like me and I didn't like him. Rhetorically, what a place to put your audience in. Like, wow, woo, you could feel the electricity in the air. He didn't like me and I didn't like him. And this is at a rally. But hang on, let me finish where the story ends. He says, but you know what? We started working together. We started liking each other, and he said, and then we started loving each other. Wow. The crowd went wild, and it's going to elect this man.
Hang on, James.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks. We've got Tom in Florida on the line with us now, Miles in Maine. And Miles, I want to talk to you about Senator Susan Collins of Maine's in just a moment. So stay there with us on the line in Georgia and Texas. But I was making a point there about working to win, which is part of the Trump phenomenon. It's part of the lesson that Donald Trump has taught us. The Dean Heller, who is the incumbent senator in Nevada. It was not Donald Trump's first pick. Danny Tarkanian was, who ran against Heller in the primary and didn't win. Danny Tarkanian is a strong Trump friend, and Donald Trump did the right thing at the rally in Las Vegas yesterday. He gave a big salute to Danny Tarkanian, a big, you know, like, thank you, Danny, and, really endorsed Danny Tarkanian as a friend. But then he said that Dean Heller and I, well, you know, we're feeling the love now. And he's got to have Heller win in Nevada. And so where's what Nevada needed? If I put this out there to other, you know, people who are, you know, perfectionists, as Jerome might be there in Colorado, if Donald Trump came into Nevada and nitpicked Dean Heller and picked him apart, he would cause the defeat of Dean Heller, which would cause the loss of a U.S. Senate seat, which would cause perhaps the loss of his majority in the U.S. Senate, which would cost the ability to nominate Supreme Court judges to, you know, confirm ambassadors to pass legislation. You've got to win. Now, and there's I'm going to talk to Miles in Maine here in just a moment about Susan Collins. Unfortunately, Donald Trump's got to win with Susan Collins, who is, you know, somehow has imbibed this Kool-Aid.
James?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go to Tom. Tom, yes.
Yeah, James, everything you're saying is correct. Absolutely. You are correct. But listen, James, here's what's going on here in Florida. This is very key that you understand this. We got a guy, DeSantis, he's a great congressman. He's running for governor. Right now they have him in all the polls, supposedly losing in the polls. What's going on, you have a lot of people from Puerto Rico came over here, as you well know, with the hurricane last year. And I guess they're going to vote at I-4 corridor and all that. But listen here, James. What's got to happen is this Rania McDaniel, the lady, I guess, from the RNC, they have got to start running ads on all these states about Kate Steinle and Molly Tibbetts. They start running smart ads about how illegal immigration has torn this country apart, killing our citizens, and they start talking about all the drugs that are pouring in here, and they run actual ads so people can see these ads, Hispanics, black, white Americans, and they actually see that Trump has made such a difference.
This is a good,
James,
this
it'll
is
be a
good,
massive blowout in the landslide.
Yeah. Well, Tom,
until they start spending their money wisely, James, I don't see that happening. I think DeSantis and all these people who are running have got to run these kind of ads to let the American public know. Because a lot of people are so stupid, they don't watch TV.
McDaniel, that you mentioned, is very good. She's, I think, a niece of Mitt Romney, and she's a very good pro-Trump person. She's great. So that's a good campaign suggestion. But I think the Republican ads, the ones I've seen, are pretty darn good, and the campaigning is pretty darn good. Too much of the burden is on Donald Trump, but that's the way it is, and so he's doing a great job. So I'm the one thing that's going on. Now, hang on, Tom. Here's the larger picture here. I mean, we all have a better mousetrap idea, so we can always coach the team better than the coach, but the key is that half of America that's patriotic has to come out in huge percentages on November 6th and at every election. This is our fate now, is that we're in a tougher shape than people, let's say, in Hungary or Poland, where the population the population is patriotic. They don't have half of their population that's gone rotten, as we do here. And I don't know what the percentage is, half or, 40% or something, whatever. But there's a certain percentage of our population that's beyond redemption. They are simply left-wingers. They might as well be members of a Communist Party USA. And those people's votes, right, and this is what's happening. This is the polarization happening in America. Dianne Feinstein's a perfect example. No one's ever going to reach her or persuade her of anything, or any of these other people. These people are traitors, and they're leaders of a traitor party. And the only way we can win, the miracle of Donald Trump, is that he managed to scrape together just about every single patriot in America. He got them all to the polls November 8th of 2016, and he's going to have to do that this time, 2018. He's going to have to do it again in 2020. He's going to have to do it again in 2022. And then whoever follows Donald Trump as our patriot leader is going to have to do it again in 2024. And this is the only reason I was casting a little gloom yesterday is that I was feeling this fact, rather oppressively, that we don't have a margin of error. We don't have the ability, in Hungary, the patriots can win, 90%
right,
of the
James.
Votes.
James, you're right, but we got to end sanctuary cities, James. We got to get rid of sanctuary
course,
cities.
Of course. And
we
all your suggestions.
The sanctuary city crap.
Tom, your suggestions are good. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be.
We're back, folks.
Everything.
And thank you as always to Tom for calling in. But I want to get to Miles in Maine, then George in Texas, and Glenn in Philadelphia. Miles in Maine, are you there?
I'm here, Bobby.
Yeah, now, you know, we've got a problem. Thank you for calling. Are you in Maine?
Yeah, but I want to comment before we get to the problem in Maine.
Yes.
Because what I'm viewing here is some ass clown nonsense, and I want to explain that. We're supposed to be draining a swamp, so we got Mitt Romney running with his AIPAC-led McDaniel Romney, former Michigan, took over for Ronald Wisner, and just accidentally happens to be the new RNC chair and wasn't even from Michigan.
So you're talking about Ronna McDaniel?
Yeah, that's exactly what
she is in utter disagreement with her uncle Mitt.
Well, that's not
just because, but you know, yeah, what? But let me tell you, go ahead.
I doubt that because I know that family. I know the Ricoltos. I know the whole damn deal. But anyway, besides that point, that's not even the pressing point. But you want to approve Kavanaugh, and we're supposed to drain the swamp, and this guy, just like Jerome, was right on, Brother Jerome. He was right on. They've covered up Vince Foster for the Clintons and all that, the FBI and everybody. He paved the way. And Corbett is a superb. Wait, let me finish. And I believe that's why they allowed Kavanaugh to be up there, because they knew he was going to get blown out of there. And the real conservative is Corbett, the Notre Dame girl, the girl with seven kids, the pro-life, not the compromiser, not the cover-up, the real deal. So if we're going to drain the swamp, James, we got to do it now, not say, oh, Kavanaugh and all this. So go ahead.
Okay, but Miles, reasonable point of view. When you say they allowed Kavanaugh, they being the left, are enemies. They allowed Kavanaugh to go forward as a Supreme Court appointment. I mean, wait a minute. Over 60 people, no, I think it's 600 people have been arrested for basically rioting in the Senate chambers, screaming, yelling, interrupting, banging gongs and dishes. They didn't allow him. Hang on. The Democrats have boycotted some of the proceedings. They started interrupting Chairman Grassley when he opened his mouth. You mentioned ass clowns. Well, the ass clown Kamala Harris. Point of order. Excuse me. I object from Kamala Harris, and then all the rest of them. They didn't allow Kavanaugh in. They don't like Kavanaugh. They are putting a full court press against Kavanaugh. They're doing everything they can. And this is this latest thing, this false charge, and this is where Susan Collins comes in, because Susan Collins, unfortunately, as a kind of a flaky Republican, Susan Collins has joined this strange group of people who believe, they think that for some reason, because Mrs. Ford is a woman, and because the subject is being groped, that these two things make it incumbent upon anyone hearing her voice to believe her and to respect her and to treat her with, velvet gloves. In other words, you're not allowed to say, hey, I think you're a liar. And that's what's actually needed. Now, hang on just a second. So Susan Collins and Breitbart got the headline right. They said, uh-oh, Susan Collins, she put out a statement. She's very offended by Donald Trump's tweet attacking Mrs. Ford as what she is. She's a liar. He doesn't call her a liar. I do. But the point is that this whole politically correct thing, that Mrs. Ford said she didn't even want, effectively, not even going to allow a woman to question her because she wants to highlight the point that all men are evil and that all men are sex predators. And, this whole insanity by this group of people. Now, fortunately, there's some really smart and some really great ladies on TV and in the media, so on Fox and so on, who are calling this ass clownery. But my point is this, Miles, and I'm also making the point to Jerome in Colorado, is that one of the lessons of the Donald Trump phenomenon is that you have to win. Being right is not the goal. I'm sure there's a possible Supreme Court justice that would be even better than Brett Kavanaugh. That point of view that the right-wing movement has taken, that I'm right because I'm right. No, you're losing because you insist, not you personally, but insisting on things that are impossible, that will never sell with the American people. You don't have the right to lose, basically. At this situation, at this juncture, if we lose the presidency, If we lose the Supreme Court, Miles and Jerome and everybody else, we're up a creek without a paddle. We have to win. Now, yes, yes. Now, let's be in the real world. Brett Kavanaugh is the nominee. Go ahead. Okay.
I'm in the real world. I'd like to explain the issue is not Susan Collins Spector, as in Arlen Spector, the other traitor. The issue is with Kavanaugh and his credibility and what he's done, just like Jerome said. Now, before you go and jump down my throat, let me speak about this. Corbyn is a superb candidate, and I think Trump even...
But that's not even... But wait a minute. I understand. But
well,
that's a superb...
But you're not letting me finish. But you're not letting me finish, so you don't know.
Well, no, I we don't have
time.
You
don't know what I'm going to say, because you didn't let me finish.
Well, you're going to give us a dissertation on this person who isn't even a
nominee. I'm just trying to reply. I'm just trying to reply to what
you're saying. Go ahead, Miles. Go ahead.
Okay. So the issue isn't Susan Collins, Arlen Specter, because that's all she is. She's just a plant. She's not a Republican.
Get to your point.
James,
get your point.
That's true. But James, the issue is this. No matter what Republican they put up, if he's any kind of conservative, they're going to oppose back to Clarence Thomas. Back to remember Ginsburg. Remember that?
Bork.
Remember that? They're going to oppose any conservative. That's to be expected.
And what's your point?
Nonsense, drain the,
we know this. What's your point?
My point is, drain the swamp and bring in Kavanaugh is just nonsense. It's stupidity.
Okay, it's not nonsense. Let me have my say. It's not nonsense. It's not stupidity.
Well, wait a minute.
Kavanaugh.
Wait a minute.
No, hang on. My turn. Kavanaugh. No, it's not. It's my turn.
Let me finish my turn.
Miles, I'll get you a radio show of your own, okay? Hang on. Don't try to talk over the radio host when you're on the air, all right? I know you've got 5 more minutes that you want to say, okay? But we don't have time for that. And you've got a candidate that you like better than Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is a conservative right-wing judge in the mold of Antonin Scalia. He's a Scalia man, okay? And we suffered a terrible loss when we lost Antonin Scalia. He is a strict constructionist on the Constitution. He would vote with us, with patriots, on every decision at the Supreme Court level. He would vote with us, we would vote with him, with Gorsuch. Okay, and he is the man. This is the battle. This is the place. This is the person. We have to win on this person. This is not the time to say, I've got a better guy. In the middle of the battle with the bombs and bullets flying and everything's at stake, and you've got a better plan. You've got a better battle plan than the one we're in. We're in a battle. We have to win that battle. Kavanaugh has to make it to the Supreme Court. And there's a daisy chain here. Hang on. We can't lose on November 6th. If the Democrats, the left-wingers, the Feinsteins get a big victory in the next couple weeks, they could win on November 6th. That unravels the Trump train comes off the tracks. Okay, we can't afford that. Now, I'm just making a point here, Miles. So many people in the right, so many people on the right are dedicated to being right instead of winning. And you can't do that to your children and your grandchildren. Unless we win, we lose. And if we lose, being right doesn't matter. Living in a police state and being right is not what we want our grandchildren to have. We've got to win. And Donald Trump knows how to win. He's teaching us how to win. So he doesn't... Yes, now go ahead and then go ahead. And I value your call, Miles, and I invite you to call as many times as you like. I do want to get to Georgia and Texas and Glenn in Philadelphia. Miles, go ahead. The microphone's yours.
Well, okay, thank you, sir. Okay, you mentioned this, but hasn't Kavanaugh, I mean, through his record, hasn't he shown that he'll support some of this stuff? He covered up the stuff for Vince Plus. Wait a minute, let me finish.
Okay, now, but this, Miles, the answer is no. You asked you the question. The answer is no.
Wait, let me. You see, you're not letting me finish, and that's what you do. And then you say, "How to make your point."
Okay, go ahead, Miles. Take the next 20 minutes to explain why Brett Kavanaugh is a catastrophe, and all of us on the right should oppose. We should all oppose Donald Trump's choice.
I only need 45 seconds, and I can play it out like this. Didn't Trump support Luther Strange? Yes, he did. He didn't support Roy Moore. Okay, now here's the other issue. If Trump supported Cynthia Corbett, how many of those women would have a hard time explaining that she was something wrong, being feminist as they are on the left, trying to run her down as a conservative woman? Not too many of them would be successful
Cynthia Corbett,
as they are with Kavanaugh.
She'll make, okay, then that's great. The next Supreme Court choice when Ginsburg has to quit, when she can't sit up anymore, then good. There you go. There's your next Supreme Court nominee.
No, let's get this one passed now. And the one that gets passed now is Cynthia Corbett, and that's why they put Kavanaugh up. They knew he wasn't going to get passed, and they knew they wouldn't, and they knew he's done all this talk about the police state supporter. Look at Kavanaugh's record. But this Cynthia Corbett is the real deal from the University of Notre Dame.
Okay, so what are you recommending? Wait a minute. Okay, let's go. Let's get into the real world here, Miles. So you're recommending that all patriots right now should oppose Kavanaugh, join Feinstein, join Mrs. Ford.
No, that's not what I said. Well, I'm going to tell you, if he can't make it and he gets stumbled upon, then we got to go with Cynthia Corbett. We went with Gorsuch, and what was the first that went? James, you know this. What did Gorsuch do to Trump? He stabbed him in the back, just like Pence has.
Okay, no, he hasn't stabbed Trump in the back. Now, but Miles, look.
He sure did on immigration.
Miles.
He sure as hell did on immigration.
No, Miles. Let's go. So let me reframe what you're saying, and then we'll conclude with that. What you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that if Kavanaugh is defeated, okay, then a good thing for patriots to do is champion this person, Corbett, that you're championing, as the next nominee. And Donald Trump will, of course, make another nominee immediately if Kavanaugh is defeated. That's a fine idea, Miles.
But let's take a step back.
Okay, but now hang on. I got to package it there. Miles?
Tell me how Gorsuch, the wonderful Gorsuch...
No, we're not going to go there. Hang on, Miles.
We're not going to go there. There you go. That's right. We're not going to go there.
Okay, Miles, thank you very much for calling. I hope I correctly rephrased your point, which is that if Kavanaugh goes down, you've got a good choice for a replacement nominee, and we'll go with that. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
George, if I might comment, what you just saw there in the exchange between myself and Miles and earlier with Jerome is a tendency that we have on the right that has guaranteed our defeat decade after decade, which is we can't get along. We can't get along, and we get into these nitpick fights over I'm right. No, I'm more right than you are. And it doesn't work. It leads to defeat. Donald Trump has shown us how to win. And so this show is dedicated to the idea, let's learn from the master and let's support him. Let's help him out. I've said, for instance, one of the things I've said about the show is I'd like to have Donald Trump in the audience listening and pumping his fist saying, yeah, good. I like that. Okay. Now, I assure you, if Donald Trump were listening to the show right now, he would say, what are they doing telling me what's wrong with Brett Kavanaugh? In the middle of the life or death hearing to get Kavanaugh onto the Supreme Court. And also remember that Donald Trump, living in the real world, he has to get the person onto the court. He can't go out and pick the very best person, the dream person that he'd like to have on the court, and then just put him on the court. That's not the real world. He's got to have support from people like Dean Heller, who opposed him. Okay, he's got to learn to, you know, communicate with Dean Heller and get him elected to the U.S. Senate so he actually has a Republican majority in the Senate so he can win. It's just a concept we haven't had. And the reason, it's understandable why we have been disconnected from the idea of winning, because our movement has for decades been so, has been convinced that America's going straight to hell and that there's no hope. George, it's yours in a second. That there's no hope. That we don't even think in realistic terms of winning. Donald Trump winning the presidency is an unimaginable event in the horizon of some right wingers who never thought that such a thing could happen. And so they were all sorts of, you know, we're going into the mountains, we're going into survival, we're going to hunker down, change our names. No, Trump says you can win your country back. Let's go to a break and we'll be right back. You'll be next, George.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks, and we've got George on the phone with us in Texas. George, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm watching the debate of Senator Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke, a congressman out of El Paso. And yes. I'll tell you one thing, Ted Cruz is mopping the floor.
Oh, is that debate going on now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that report. This is a great, great news, George. Yes, folks, O'Rourke agreed to debate Ted Cruz. I lost track of when the debate would be, and he's mopping the floor with his face. One, give me more. Tell me more.
Well, he's sort of like, he sat there, he was just sitting there just trying to bring out the issues and state the facts. Just like with civil rights, he sat there and said if it wasn't for Republicans, there'd be no Civil Rights Act.
Right. Well, Beto O'Rourke stepped in a bear trap yesterday. He said that the police are like the modern, what did he call them? The modern
Jim Crow.
The modern Jim Crow, infuriating every police officer in America and all patriots. So Beto O'Rourke is a standard liberal left winger, this new socialist type of left winger. He's got to be defeated by Ted Cruz. But let me go, and I'm going to connect this to Brett Kavanaugh here in a second. Susan Collins, Donald Trump, in order to get somebody on the Supreme Court, has got to get the support of Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. She's the most liberal Republican in the Senate. She's more liberal than some of the Democrats that we need to defeat in this election. Heidi Heitkamp, right here in North Dakota, she's less liberal than Susan Collins. Joe Manchin in West Virginia, same story. John Tester in Montana, same story. And Senator Joe Donnelly, the same story. So in the real world, Donald Trump can't get anybody on the Supreme Court, Corbett or anyone else, unless he's got Susan Collins. He has to have every Republican vote. So Brett Kavanaugh can get her vote. Now, this whole thing was derailed by this insane charge of sexual abuse, a total fabrication. But Susan Collins is, she's partly buying it merely on the accusation. And we've got to get around. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I remember making the joke, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was really. Somebody should make sure. Because, Delaware's the next state over. Maybe it was Joe Biden who did this to Kavanaugh, because he doesn't discriminate against age.
Well, But George, but seriously, we got to win on Brett Kavanaugh. And it's looking good. Let's get to the good news here now instead of turning the show into an argument. The good news is Donald Trump, two great rallies in a row. Brett Kavanaugh is doing great. He performed beautifully in these hearings, and his family, his children, everything perfectly done. It looks like the whack job. It looks like we're calling it right on this show that Mrs. Ford is a whack job, and the wheels should come off for her next week. And 10 o'clock tonight, that was the deadline set by Grassley. Let's see where it comes out. We'll look into it again in our next meeting on Sunday. See you then, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.